News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission, and we get the benefit here. Her story today is about how Marty Robbins wrote the song El Paso.
The Third Time's a Charm. One of America's most popular country singers, Marty Robbins, finally released his song El Paso in 1959 after a few years of procrastination. Marty first came up with the song idea in 1956 when he and his family were passing through El Paso on their way to their home in Phoenix. He then promptly forgot about the idea along the highway. The following year, while making the same trip, he remembered the song idea again, then promptly forgot it again. Finally, in 1958, on the family's third pass through El Paso, Robbins began to compose the ranchero-style song in his head. Marty found the tune so simple and yet compelling that the verses came to him one after the other. By the time he arrived in Deming, New Mexico, the song was complete. A tale of a cowboy who kills a man over the love of a woman called Felina. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory. Aren't you supposed
I
to say that?
I forgot to put my inventory
I should have caught that.
Internet.
No, I listened for those things. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. Go online.
I went, why is it dead? Oh,
go online.
Oh, well, that's
whatever.
Right. Everybody gets a break this week.
But you have this business, and that's how you support yourself, and that's why you do this, because you get a commercial.
Yeah. But one thing I thought was really interesting is, that's our theme song going into the radio show, and I never really looked into, I mean, there's been all kinds of different rumors of how the song was formulated, that he was drunk in the backseat of his car and saw Rose's Cantina. That
well, that's what the guy told me.
Well, the son said differently, and I would go
it was
with
the son that told me that.
Yeah. Well, no, they told Bernie differently, so I don't know. Maybe we had different sons, but
this was what
I confirmed a lot of different information on and kind of put it together, and I think it's a great story, the fact that he came through three times and thought, great song, and would forget it, you know?
Well, it's about a loose woman who gets two cowboys killed.
Yeah.
Welcome to our theme song.
She was just playing the game, you know, playing the field out there.
No, but that's the history. And so that's the County Historical Commission. You're doing that with and for.
That's right.
Meeting coming up on Monday.
That's right. Monday the 8th at 11:30 a.m. at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte down there on 401 East Main Street. And if you want more, you know, if you're interested, the meetings are open to the public. Or if you want to know more information about the committee, call 915-581-7920. And I meant the commission, not the committee.
El Paso County Historical Commission is the one crowd in town that is structured for success.
Yes.
I love that.
They're
because,
troublemakers, and it's a good trouble. But, it's a good trouble.
But you can't get into trouble there. They'll kick you off.
Oh, we have fun.
You get to a nonprofit, you can't do that. So anyway, life in the fast lane is good at the County Historical Commission meeting on Monday, 11:30, downtown at that bank.
That's right.
Okay. History on hand here. Celebration of our mountains.
Yay.
You celebrate the mountains because they're huge and they're big.
They're
once upon a time, a professor at University of Texas, El Paso said, well, I'm taking all my students on all these field trips to show them all these rocks that we have all over the place here. Why don't we do that for the public?
Mm-hmm.
And that became the celebration of the mountains for the public. The guy who started that was Phil Goodell.
Yes.
One of his students who figured out how to get through that whole mess was Eric Kappas, Dr. Kappas. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Dr.
Kappas.
Thanks for having
me. There's a doctor in the house.
A doctor's in the house. No, last time you were in the house, you want a doctor.
Well, all my coworkers at Artovino's, they're going to get me a stethoscope so I can go around listening to rocks.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I'm a rock doctor.
Because I know you can speak the language. That's for sure. But rock doctor being what you are the guy who was in a geology class sitting over there in Cristo Rey and looked up on the wall and said what?
Hey, that looks like dinosaur footprints.
That's a surprise.
And it took a while to convince everybody, but now everybody's convinced, and we found 1,000 of them.
Well, what made you, I mean, looking at it, I mean, and I have seen the tracks, and once somebody pointed it out to me, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. What was it that tripped you off about
All the credit goes to Tom Brown Jr. I went to Tom Brown Jr.'s tracking school 5 times. We started to get calluses on our bellies from tracking all day every day, and so now I see footprints everywhere. On old drywall. Tom Brown Jr. is the tracker. He wrote the tracker. He's America's outdoorsman. Modern footprints, but okay. he was raised by an Apache. He was mentored by an Apache, and he runs, as far as I know, the biggest tracking school in the world.
It's here?
It's in New Jersey, mostly in New Jersey.
No.
Florida, California. He travels around.
I don't want to track any of those people, though. So come over here.
In New Jersey, it's Mafia Prince he's tracking.
Yeah. By the way, Jim Talbot, if you're out there and you're on your way, fine. If you're not, where the heck are you, dude? We're supposed to have Jim in here this morning.
He might have been at the Veterans.
Yeah, he probably got elected and went on to something else. But Eric Kappas is here, Dr. Eric Kappas. I met you with Phil Goodell. We decided we were going to go out. I was doing a video called Legends of El Paso's Mountains. And I said to Phil Goodell, we need to go out and shoot some stuff. What do you got? Oh, let's go to the 10 Mines. I get a couple of my students. We'll go to the 10 Mines. So the four of us set off. Jim Iholtz was the other one. And the four of us set off from Chuck Heinrich Park. And it's about It's 2 minutes to get over the dam. But then it's a 2-mile walk to get to the 10 Mines.
Uphill.
So we had all our big camera gear. And thank you for carrying
it
half
the
time.
Did I have shoes that day?
You put them in your backpack.
And I still carried the camera?
Occasionally.
Wow.
Well, I had two other guys that were helping me kill it.
That's true. And
people are wondering, Eric has been known to traverse these mountains barefooted, which we just all went, oh my gosh.
I'm just irresponsible. I can't keep track of my shoes. I'm sorry.
But what about that foot thing? Does that last? I mean, you put new soles on your foot, or how's that work?
You know, if you go like 2 weeks, working at Artovino's, I have to wear boots.
Oh.
And so after a couple weeks, I get, what is it called? Wussy foot. Then I tiptoe around.
Tenderfoot.
Yeah, tenderfoot.
Well, I mean, look at the Native Americans and the people throughout the histories that had no shoes. Yeah. I mean, they just built the leather literally on their
feet.
It's
perfectly natural and normal. It's just not convenient and brainless like a sidewalk and shoes. Yeah.
I recall that day we went across the desert and you took your boots off and put them in your backpack. I thought, how long is this going to last? He kept doing it, so he lasted. But that was just part. That was just one feature of the trip.
Well, that's another product of tracking school. You know, what's the easiest way to pay attention to the ground? Take your shoes off, and every step is like, uh-oh.
You feel something, yeah.
Yeah, and you're always watching the ground for what glass you're going to step on or whatever.
That's a good point.
Another product of tracking school.
I never even thought about that. That makes a good sense.
Well, the example was, he said, okay, look, see this right here? And he walked up the trail. See this right here? There's something the size of a fox. It probably is a fox. Oh, and look, he's got something in his mouth. You can see where he dips down. There's the 4 footprints, but then there's something in the middle where something he's carrying is hitting the ground. And sure enough, in about 200 yards, we saw the fox. We don't know what he was carrying. He dropped it. He ate it, whatever. But right on target, there was the fox. Right when you said it would be there.
Well, talking about all this, I mean, the dinosaur footprints, I have to... our footprints in El Paso are still not studied within this context of behavior. And we're still getting images of the dinosaur tracks that show stops, head turns, abrupt head turns. And this is the kind of stuff that we're researching now. So just so you guys know, I'm not the only person to study the dinosaur tracks anymore. There's another student named Valeria Guerrero that just published her master's thesis doing images of the dinosaur tracks. So other people are starting to pick it up.
Good.
We're still finding out which dinosaurs were out there. Believe it or not, I didn't write the book.
Yeah.
And we're starting to figure out behavior and stuff like that now. There's a lot of developments with our dinosaur footprints.
Yeah, well, you did your job as a tracker. You found them.
Well, yeah, and then also, you know, we had to deal with the property owner at the time.
Sure.
And Stanley Job stepped in and saved the day, and... my friends and I, we made trails. We actually cut 5 miles of trails out there, and they're self-guided trails. So I might as well just go full-on plug right now. If you Google...
Just keep it clean, that's all.
If you Google Mount Cristo Rey dinosaur tracks, there's a Facebook page and a website, both housed by UTEP, And those both have a trail map, and you can go out to Mount Cristo Rey, and or you could even go on a virtual tour to Mount Cristo Rey to see the dinosaur tracks.
And they're not just in one place.
They're all over the place.
Originally, mm-hmm. they were flat all over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Explain
mm-hmm.
how that worked, because all of a sudden Cristo Rey happened, and the dinosaur tracks ended up elsewhere.
Well, the last time El Paso was the beach was during the Middle Cretaceous period.
Put a number on that.
It was at 99 million years ago, but I just read a paper that said 97 million years ago.
I'll take
it. So a long, long time ago. A long, 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 long time
right.
ago. And that was the last time El Paso was the beach, and the ocean flooded from the Gulf of Mexico. And at that time, that was during the age of dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were living all around. They were the major, large, four-legged beasts. And they were walking all along the beach, leaving their footprints in the sediments as they hung out.
Have we found in the area, and I wouldn't be exactly sure exactly, but within, say, 100 miles of any of the sea animals that would have been in this area?
Well, I found crocodilian tracks, but they're not, you know, they're land animals that hide in the estuaries and in the rivers.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't found any really clear indications of marine reptiles like mosasaurs or something like that. There is a small park in New Mexico called Clayton Lake State Park.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They also have dinosaur tracks, same age, same creatures. But they found one lone mosasaur bone. And once they found that bone, there was money for development. So we're working on importing a fake mosasaur bone so we can get funding.
Kind of seed the spot, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was a mosasaur?
Mosasaur was a marine reptile, but it probably breathed air, and it had a head like a crocodile. Oftentimes you'll see large tortoise shells that have been fossilized with mosasaur bite marks on them.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. So we know what they've been doing.
They bit whole turtles. They
crunchies.
Were quite
yes.
large and scary.
The man talking there is Eric Kappas, Dr. Eric Kappas to me. And he became that since he was here last.
You got two weeks ago.
How many? Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Two weeks?
3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
So you've been.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
PhD, yeah.
And so now you're looking for work. Anybody needs a PhD who's an expert in dinosaur things? Mm-hmm. He's sitting right here. Call him up because you need mm-hmm. work.
Well, I'm currently being underutilized at Artovino's Desert Crossing.
You're probably doing a good job for them.
Well, I work hard, and I'm there. It's awesome. It's great over there. There's actually a farmer's market going on right now that I'm skipping to come visit you.
Well,
we won't tell Marina or Robert.
But
don't tell him where he is.
I am looking for more geological work. I might go into teaching again.
But you're good at that kind of stuff. Those are your
thank you.
Are you giving any tours at all of the dinosaur tracks? If somebody wanted to get a tour from
I'm
you?
Directing all tours to Insights. Insights has people that can give tours. And I charge too much money. If somebody's interested in having, you know, the guy, the PhD,
a professional type of tour and such,
then they're going to have to pay more money. But yeah, I'm definitely interested. But it's owned by Insights El Paso Science Museum still. And until they give it up to the state of New Mexico, access is a little
restricted?
A little bit. I wouldn't say restricted. That's the wrong word. You need to get permission.
Okay.
I don't think it's restricted, but you need to tell somebody. Also, it's not really safe at Mount Cristo Rey still. I'm sorry. I work over there. I've spent more time over there than anybody else besides Border Patrol.
Yeah.
And it's still not quite safe there. You should really let someone know you're going out there. Unless it's a Sunday morning when Ruben Escandón and
the
Guardians go up the mountain.
Yeah.
That's a different matter when they do that.
Well, in fact, some of those tracks you can see on the way up to the Cristo Rey parking lot.
They're off the mountain. They're off the mountain. And so it's not too dangerous to go just to the dinosaur tracks, but I would let Insights know.
Well, did you cover the part about the hypabyssal andesite Pluton?
Well, no. I guess I got interrupted at the part where the dinosaurs were traipsing around 100 million years ago.
But then that was 100 million.
Yeah, and then at 50 million... let's see, what was happening? This was the end of the Rocky Mountains being pushed up, and as the continent relaxed, it kind of burped out some volcanoes, and we had a dome formed here. It was kind of like an almost volcano, a volcano that didn't erupt, and that pushed up all the dinosaur-age sediments, and that's how we see the dinosaur tracks on the walls today.
Because this thing came up the middle, and around
it pushed everything
up horizontally.
Yeah. But that's also been eroding now for 50 million years. So the mountain proper is actually this dome, this magma blob, this cooled magma blob called andesite.
And that's the stuff around it is where the dinosaur tracks are most visible.
The ring around the dome.
And they were mining the shale between the layers of the sandstone, right?
Yes. Well, El Paso was built on bricks, as you know. And so at the, I guess, what, 100 years ago, they were selling 100,000 bricks per day.
Wow.
So they were very actively mining what turned out to be dinosaur tracks.
Indeed, there they sit.
But
they're on a wall. That's
we
why
have
people...
them. We have the miners to thank for exposing the dinosaur tracks. I would have never known for sure if they were tracks if I hadn't been in a mine where the rock had been removed freshly by the brick plant.
And so when Crystal Ray came up, it pushed this around all the way around at 360 degrees.
Yeah, the dinosaur tracks are not found in the south.
A little bit, but more
at the brick plant. The brick plant, Ladriera, I think it's called, the sister brick plant by the American Dam. I found plenty there. Some of the best ones, and then
that's in Mexico, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Right south of the border, and then I found them in the Sierra de Juarez in several units. But we're still going over there, getting photos, writing stuff up. Actually, they put in the new loop highway, and they have these vista points, miradors, they're called. One of them, Mirador Navajoa, right by the old police station, the mounted police there in Juarez.
Yeah.
That one has dinosaur tracks on the back side of it.
Really?
Yeah. All right, a lot going on here. We've got to take a break here. Eric Kappas is in the house talking about Celebration of the Mountains. We haven't done anything but celebrate dinosaur tracks so far.
I know.
However, we'll get to the rest of this mountain business here.
That's right.
You want to do trivia?
I think we should.
Okay,
and
what do we got going on
here?
Well,
our second hour, we've got, again, $20 gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican Food up there in Canutillo, or a choice of an El Paso gold DVD. And like I said, you got Waco Tanks, and you've got the Crystal Ray in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the Mount Crystal Ray here, so you can catch up on everything we're talking about.
Dino Track
about.
Man is in there.
Yeah, Dino Track Man, yes. And Tommy's El Paso ghost stories, 1, 2, 3, or 4. You got lots of choices.
Did I bring in the smelter? I thought I brought in the smelters in there.
Maybe. Oh, there it is. It's hiding in the shadows.
Last tour of the El Paso.
I'm
starting to work on the next and last tour of the El Paso smelter, the other one. That's going to be a bizarre video. Anyway, life in the fast lane. Here we are. What's the trivia question?
The trivia question is, within a mile, how long are the Franklin Mountains?
Now, we're going to celebrate those mountains.
That's right.
We may even, before the hour's over, talk about those mountains.
That's right.
Unless we talk about dinosaur tracks, nothing else.
Yes.
But if we did, it would be the question we'd want to know.
Within
a mile.
Within a mile, how long are the Franklin Mountains?
Before I wrote that question up, and then I looked it up. When I wrote it up, I got it way wrong. I thought it was smaller than it. It's bigger than
it's
I thought it was.
It's a long range,
It's also kind of wide. We didn't ask the wide question.
Yeah.
Well, at one point,
well,
you know.
Let's not talk about the girth.
Don't take it so personal. How tall are you? Let's ask that question. How long are the Franklin Mountains? That's the question there. And what do they get? They get the prizes, but they got to call a phone number.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in El Paso and Las Cruces? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso and Las Cruces area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. El Paso and Las Cruces are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-266-2063. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-266-2063. That's 1-800-266-2063.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
When you sponsor through Unbound, you not only open the door to education for a young person, you empower a family to build a foundation of financial stability, empowerment, and respect. See your contribution grow into opportunity at unbound.org.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got some people on hold here who want to do trivia. In the meantime, I should tell you before we get to that, who's coming in here next week? Hour one, what is the history of the Vietnam vets in El Paso? We ask some, and we also hear about their Welcome Home Vietnam Vets Parade and other events planned for the end of August. That's going to happen next week on the radio, and the events are at the end of August. Plus, there was one this morning we need to hear a little bit more about. Hour two next week. Time to hear from Concordia Heritage Association in the annual August reenactment of the demise of John Wesley Hardin. Patricia Kidney will explain the John Wesley Hardin Secret Society. And we're going to see a few folks come in from the cemetery, I'm
yes,
told.
Yes, we've dug some up.
Oh, my God. August 20th, what is the Chamizal National Memorial, and what is the history there? We sit with Superintendent Gus Sanchez and hear how this dispute goes back to the days of Benito Juarez and Abraham Lincoln. This is the 100th anniversary of the National Park System and the 50th anniversary of Chamizal. August 27th. Now, he may or may not show up, but we'll see. We have a panel of community leaders coming in. One of them is supposed to be Jim Talbert. Who knows? He may show up. He may show up on the wrong day. We'll talk to him anyway. But anyway, also, the 27th, we're going to ask a bunch of community leaders like Jim Talbert, State Senator Jose Rodriguez, and educator and icon Rosa Guerrero. She sort of bristles at icon, but I think she understands it now. But they're going to come in, and we're going to talk about all kinds of various histories in El Paso. What do they think about those histories, and how can we use them to promote heritage tourism? So there is that. What do you got?
Well, the Texas Trost Society has a free event coming up. Join the Trost Society on August 13, 2016 at 1 p.m. at 525 Quarto Way to see how to use practical tips on energy efficiency in older houses. You can see an energy audit at one of El Paso's famous old Sunset Heights mansions, which is the Kohlberg Mansion, now owned by the Doug Yost. I know the family. I was going to say Yost. Doug Yost. And if you'd like to RSVP to this, you can email Melissa, M-A-L-I-S-S-A.
She spells it wrong, right?
TexasTrost.org, or like I said, go to the website, TexasTrost.org, and you can check it out from there. But if you've never been in that house, it is an amazing house, the Colbert House.
They used to do house tours, and that was fabulous to go on that
tour.
It's
a great house, it really is.
Well, the guy showed up in El Paso. He brought his wife. The wife is probably more historic than he was.
Yeah.
But he ended up in
the stuff. But they've restored historic homes around the country, so.
Well, yeah, but that's,
they know what they're doing.
I'm talking about the original Colberts. Yes. Those people. Okay, trivia being what it is. We got people on the phone here. What was the question anyway?
The question was, if within a mile, how long are the Franklin Mountains?
Okay, we're going to go to the first guy who called up, or maybe it's a guy, Mauricio. Yes, sir, good morning.
Hello, sir, good morning. Is it 23 mile long?
Ooh.
Yes, it is. That's what we found. Did you look up the same thing I looked up?
I
bet you did.
yeah, he just knew it. He was just smart.
You knew that already?
Yes, sir.
See, look.
Have you ever been on all 23 miles? I haven't. I know somebody who started at Scenic Drive. No, they started at Trans Mountain Road and ended up at Scenic Drive, and they wish they hadn't tried it.
Yeah, it's a long trek.
Have you ever get up on the mountain much, Mauricio?
Yeah, more or less. I like to go to hiking for a little bit every once in a while.
It's a great place to go, huh?
All right, we got yourself a choice of either a DVD, which we have a bunch of mountain-type DVDs today, or $20 of Pepe's Food. Would you like to take a look at DVD? Crystal Ray, Legend of the Mountains. I think Waco Tanks is in there. So those are DVDs. Pick one and or a Pepe's gift certificate.
Okay, I'll go for the DVD.
Okay, let's give you a what's the
well,
one
we've
on
got
top?
We've got Mount Crystal Ray, we've got Waco Tanks. Let's see, we
Dino
have,
Man is in Mount Crystal Ray.
That's right. We've got that, the Smelter Town, the Ghost Stories.
Pick one.
And Mexican Revolution sites.
Crystal Ray.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, we're gonna go to another caller. We got another question. We appreciate your playing. Hold on, Shelley. We'll tell you how to pick this up. All right.
Thanks for listening.
All right,
thank you much. Bye-bye. Appreciate that. I got another caller here. His name is Matt. Matt's on the radio. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How's life?
Good. How you doing? I'm sitting here staring at the Franklin Mountains, as a matter of fact.
Oh. You've got to be able to answer this next question because you're looking at the evidence right in front
That's
of
right.
you. However,
it's not the same one that we had initially. This is the second question.
It's a
you ready for
question.
It?
Different question. Go ahead.
Okay. Mount Crystal Ray is... how many states can you see from the top of Mount Crystal Ray?
How many states?
Yes. How many states?
How many states? Is this a trick question? Might be a trick
really.
Question. It might be a trick question.
I'm also staring at Mount Crystal Ray right now. I'm right in between them.
Okay, if you were up there, how many states could you see?
I know I can see New Mexico and Texas.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say two.
Two!
Yeah. No.
But thank you for trying. It's actually... there's another caller. Hold on. Thank you for trying, Matt. We're going to give another guy a shot. Appreciate it. Good luck. And my goodness, if you were up on top of Crystal Ray, be the same as if you're on top of the Chase Building or on top of the
That's
Franklins.
Right.
You'd
look
see
around.
The same number of states. Shelley, do we have another player here? Do we have another player for the game here? No, you're on the phone with another player? No. Okay, fine. We're going to move on then in that case. And... we should take a break here, I think.
I think so.
We've got Eric Kappas in the house. We may hear from Bernie Sargent. I hear he's here somewhere. And also, Bernie's just been down to one of those events with the opening.
He's out buying me a nice anniversary gift.
He should.
Yes.
And if he's this, oh, look, he's going to give you one of my DVDs. He's going to give you all
nice
of my
gift.
DVDs.
I said this, a nice gift.
This is getting dangerous by the moment here. All right, let's take a break here. Call us up or Facebook us if you think you can.
You can see us at Facebook page at El Paso History Radio Show, or you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-300-5440. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-5440. That's 1-800-300-5440. 1-800-300-5440.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep.
When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polt.
All right, that question loaded up the phones again, or else they want to talk to Eric Dino Man, which is fine, too. We're talking celebration of our mountains. Maybe we'll get to that. We'll tell you how to get to their website, at least. But now we need to tell you what's happening this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Why the first place Chihuahuas say things are going to get even better for the team and ballpark attendance.
Out of order questions. I'll go take yours then. How $110 million in private investment is changing downtown El Paso, and there's more money on the way. El Paso Inc. has got the complete list of projects.
And what are the chances you'll be paying more in city property taxes next year?
I think pretty good.
I'm a betting person.
The answer is in El Paso Inc., available online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Okay, we stirred up people on the phone. We've got some people think they know stuff. What the heck was the question anyway?
The question was, how many states can you see from atop Mount Cristo Ray?
Oh, yeah, Kay Randy in Israel. Stick around. We got more prizes than you think. We may have more questions. Kay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think it's three. Chihuahua, the state of Texas, and New Mexico.
Good job.
Yeah. Now, I hate to tell you, but you can also see those same states if you're sitting on top of Franklin Mountains.
Well, that's true.
Yay! That's all good.
And there's some rumor that from Cristo Rey on a really clear day, you can see Arizona.
No, it's California.
California. No, it was the Gulf.
Well, whatever. Okay, you won that. We've got some more callers here. We're going to let them have a shot at something as well, because we're going to make up another question, Eric, before we get to these other callers.
Okay.
It's got to be easy enough to get, but cool enough to ask. So, in the meantime, pick a DVD, young lady. You got this figured out.
Yeah,
here.
We've got, let's see, The Smelter, The Gunfight Seal West, Tom Lee's El Paso, Waco Tanks, Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Do you have Cristo Rey?
I think we gave that one away last hour.
Yeah, we already gave that one. Last question.
Last caller.
Yeah, that one's already taken. But you got Waco Tanks, you've got the Legends of El Paso's Mountains. Ghost Tours
is El Paso's smelter. That's a weird video if you want to see something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that one.
Ghost 4 for her. All right, fair enough. Thank you for playing, Kay. We do appreciate it. Hold on, and Shelley will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Guy got a prize over there. Now let's go down to Randy. Randy, you got Randy on the radio. We got a good question made up that's fake.
Oh, I have to come up with a question. I got a new question. Right
okay, Randy, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's see.
He says, like, hey,
yeah, sure, oh, whatever.
Okay, Randy, is Mount Cristo Rey a real mountain or is it just a hill?
Oh, God.
Well, I'd say it's a real mountain.
I wouldn't know the answer either way. Apparently, it's a trick question.
Yeah. A real mountain has to be 1,000 feet taller than the surrounding landscape. And Mount Cristo Rey is only, 600 feet taller.
I got a question for Randy.
But that was kind of a trick.
Wait a minute. It's actually been, but we're above sea level, so we're still over 4,000 feet.
That's true. That's a good argument.
There you go.
We better give him the DVD.
Randy.
Because, hey, Randy, are you the kind of guy, if you could answer this question for another trivia answer, I'm not going to give you any more DVDs. cheese. But if I said, hey, look at the...
Hey.
There you go. I knew you'd get that one.
Hey.
This is that Randy.
He's
I know who
Canadian.
This is.
He's Canadian. He's saying, hey.
No, he's not. He's a very much El Paso man who lights
That's right.
Randy, well, thank you for playing whatever we just did. You're going to get a DVD. Why don't we pick one here for Randy? What do you want?
Well, I want to tell you something. I gave the one that you made of the White Sands Missile Range to my dad, who retired as electrical engineer at White Sands Missile Range, and he loved it.
Oh, good. We don't
so
have.
I want to tell everybody they ought to get that one just on White Sands Missile Range.
Well, I don't have that one in here today to give away to you, but we do have some of these other ones. We've got the ghost videos, two or three of those. Let's see. Ghost,
Legends of the Mountains,
two
Waco
and four.
Tanks.
The Mountains Legend might be interesting. We actually shot video up on the A.
The Mexican Revolution sites.
Oh, the Mexican Revolution one, I wouldn't mind having that because my grandfather was down there plugging holes when the Rio Grande Oil Company was right down there on 7th Street.
Almost too much information, but we're going to give you the DVD anyway.
There you go.
Ah, thank you, Randy. Hold on now. Shelly will tell you to pick it up. Thanks a lot, guy. Good to talk to you.
You take care. Talk to you later, Randy.
And don't go away. Also, Randy is the guy that lights the AVs. Okay. Oh, is this Israel? You didn't hang up, Israel? Israel?
No, I'm right here.
Okay. Hey, Israel.
Do we get any more questions for Israel? Let's see. What's the full name of the tramway up on the mountain? It's got a guy's name. As we're going to celebrate the mountains, who was that guy?
Wyler?
Yeah. Okay, we'll give it to you. We got more DVDs, but we're out of callers. So pick a DVD here. We got Ghost, whatever I said.
Ghost Tours. You've got Gunfight Seal West, El Paso Smelter, Tom Lee's El Paso. Legends of El Paso's Mountains and the El Paso Waco Tanks.
Some of those are actually pretty good. Actually, they all are because I know
who especially the Gunfight Seal West because I am
We know
in
who
it.
Did that one. So, all right, now's your moment, Israel. Pick one.
I wanted the Mexican Revolution one, but since that one's taken, I'll go ahead and I'll take the. There's like a scary one. What is it? The ghost stories.
We got two of those, three of those to choose from.
You've got volume 4, volume 2, and volume 3.
You're in volume 3 at Keystone, Melissa.
Bernie is too.
And Bernie. So try volume 3. That's probably worthy.
Yeah. I'm totally fine with that.
Very good. Well, thanks for playing. Shelly will come on and tell you how to pick
thanks
it up. Hold
for
on.
Listening, Israel.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Hold
y'all.
On. Appreciate it. All right. And we got to thank the control room crowd because you got the crowd in there.